podcast is brought to you by KMN Law Firm.
Attorneys help clients build a better future. Visit www.kmnlawfirm.com.
By George, the dream is alive.
GiantKiller.co and the By George Podcasting Network present the By George Podcast with Brian Lawrence and Chris Jones. The original George Mason basketball podcast.
They're on their feet. Here, Hancock! Oh! Off the top of the backboard, no. Loose, Hancock, front court, Mason. Long face and point, George Mason.
5-0, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. This is like legit. Sized. This is what it sounds like, folks.
And I don't care. Like, we will get into our strength of schedule and all that. But for let's recognize that for the first time in Mason history, we are 5-0. These are teams that would have beat us last year, have beaten us in the past, and we've gone out and handled business. And we'll get into this this win over Loyola soon. It's not going to get a lot of time because it wasn't that exciting.
It bombed, but we're hyped.
Yeah. So talk about it, Chris. You said, what if we can be 5-0 going into the Maryland game? And here we are.
Right. And so my dream came true. I thought that we could be 5-0. And lo and behold, we are 5-0 heading into a game against Maryland, ranked 6th in the nation. So this is what we were looking for. This is the story we wanted to see all along. Like, we're getting exactly what we wanted. And it started, it ended last night with a win versus Loyola, a team that has actually beaten us in the past. If you can think back to Marquise Moore's last game ever at Mason, it was CBI or CIT, whatever, and we were actually blown out by them. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a revenge game. And we kind of went back and forth with them, and it was a bit of a rock fight and just a poor shooting game all around from both ends. But hey, we pulled out a win, and it's a character builder, you know? It's good that our young players can feel the pressure late in a game and pull it out.
So you went positive with it real quick. I'm going to bring up some negatives. Their guard was kind of big, and he showed us, you know, what's his name? Kosteka, like, he showed, you know, our inability Kosteka. To cover bigger guards. You know, they went to him a lot on the block. He was able to create for himself and get by a Hartwell, and Green did not look his sharpest on D. So it kind of concerns you with Maryland coming up. Like, are they going to continue to post up our smaller guards? We'll see. Hopefully that they're not watching too much film on this game. I don't know how much they learn. But, you know, you do kind of just feel glad to come out of all this 5-0, had to take a team to overtime, all five games at home, you know, so it was almost like you had to pull these out. And yeah, maybe you didn't, and you know, it's good to praise that we have, but we got Maryland coming up, ODU, we're going to the Cayman Classics here, so you know, we either got Nebraska or Washington State, so there's some better teams that we're going to play, and so you got to hope that we pull one or two of them out.
Right, and let me also speak to the fact that I know that I texted a few guys last night that I was actually kind of impressed with Loyola. They actually had some decent size. I mean, if you look at the guy, Golden Dyke, 6'10", 250
DK.
Pounds.
It's as, DK. Golden DK.
I like saying Dyke.
It's so kind the of a funny name.
The kid's 6'10", 250 pounds, freshman. Yeah, he struggled at the free throw line. Wasn't his best game ever. In fact, we ended up hacking him towards the end, which was a valuable strategy that actually probably led to us winning. But I do think that they actually had some talent. They had a tall white guy draining shots. You mentioned the Kazuke guy or whatever. I think he was on like the Ukrainian call. I don't know. But either way, like they had some like shooters. And yeah, we pulled it out at the end. So let's quickly just sort of break down our 5-0. Like, yes, we're 5-0, but should we, I don't know, maybe do like an asterisk with like a few caveats. And so let's look just at our strength of schedule. Currently, we're ranked 336th in the nation. That's out of 353 qualified programs. So needless to say, it's been a bit of a cakewalk. KenPom currently has us ranked at 154th. Sorry to get geeky with all this. That's with us being 5-0. So, you know, for an undefeated team with five wins to be ranked 154th, it's not saying so much for the competition that we faced thus far. So, what are some of the encouraging signs? So, have we flat out dominated a team from start to finish? No, but we've had a few convincing wins thus far, and you know, I think, again, like I said, that, you know, it was you know, solid for us to pull out a late victory against Loyola. You know, it's just getting us battle tested. But is it safe to say that a little bit of this is fool's gold? Fool's green and gold? I don't know. you could look at it that way. So you can debate all day that, you know, a win is a win, and, you know, we're beating the teams that we're playing, and yes, that's true. We can't help that the teams that we've played have been this, like, shitty. But it's safe to say every team that's been presented to us, we've beaten. And now we're going, you know, to our first away game at the Xfinity Center that seats 18,000 students versus a Big Ten school ranked top six of the nation. You know, that's our battle test, you know?
I think it's exciting. Let's just go quickly game by game. Navy won by 10 plus.
Navy's pretty good. Yeah.
Longwood won by 10 plus, and then you got JMU. We beat him by 13. So we don't, convincing or not, there was multiple times within all the games where you knew we could have made a run. It's unfortunate we didn't. You know, a turnover here or a missed shot there. You know, those really helped keep the score much, much closer than it needed to be. So, you know, of course, there's a lot of rankings that we can check out. But some of this stuff, like, yeah, analytics is probably outdoes my opinion. But the eye test really does mean something to me here. And the fact that I've watched all the games. In fact, last night I actually got to watch from my couch. Let's just touch on Jordan Miller real quick. Back-to-back 20-plus point games, 20-8 yesterday, really kind of just seems to calm us down at the right time. I don't know if there's something that he can't do. Also looked a little bit sluggish on D. Hopefully that translates to everyone bringing their A game on defense on Friday. But Jordan Miller is just continues to look better than everybody else on the court.
Yeah, and, you know, when he was taking those late-game free throws, I felt 100% comfortable. Like, there wasn't a little bit of me that was worried because he has just proven to me that he's very reliable. He's clutch. You know, he's proving it inside and outside. He's now becoming one of those consistent three-point deep shots that we can rely on. So, yes, he is doing a little bit of everything. And, you know, moving forward, you know, we could talk about the fact that we haven't had Justin Kyer, and, you know, we haven't had our best player on the court, but are we starting to think, is Miller now just the best player on our team? Like, I don't know. He kind of is. Like, he's such a threat.
So clutch, 11 for 13 from free throw line, wow. 2 for 3 from threes, and missed some shots, but, you know, I'm okay with him taking, you know, someone has to shoot, you know, so if it's anybody, I want him taking them. Yeah, he missed a couple, still made up with it, though, with 8 boards. Didn't really facilitate, but didn't need to.
Talk about our secondary scoring as well, because it was obviously an off night for a lot of our guys, but talk about at least the guys that were also putting up points and what they did.
So, yeah, we just kind of dominated the boards. You know, everybody, you know, we had 5 people with 5 or more rebounds, 2 people in double doubles with Green and Wilson.
Crazy.
Both didn't shoot well. You know, Wilson missed 10 shots, Green missed 7, and they still both finished with 10 plus. It just kind of shows when you're out there getting offensive rebounds, AJ had 9, you're going to end up being able to have multiple chances to score. And I think, you know, we just showed that. And that's why, you know, we're coming up against a very athletic team here versus Maryland. And Chris is going to kind of break down their size a little bit later. But, you know, I think an AJ, a Calix, and a Duro can do enough. They're not going to win that matchup, but they can do enough. If AJ can kind of get people in foul trouble, which they did yesterday, you could see it was the clear goal was to tack DK early. And, you know, if we can do that and we can get people in foul trouble, then that kind of opens everything up. And multiple times this season, big men have set the tone. And I think you carry that right along. It doesn't matter what the size is of the other team. You just attack. And when we can bring Mar off the bench and we can bring Aduro off the bench, it helps. You know, it helps fill us in. It's not a huge drop off. So I'm excited, you know, just to see Wilson and Green both finish with double doubles, both kind of fill up the stat sheet. This is following a night where AJ had like 7, 12, 4 assists and 5 blocks, just filling it up.
And yeah, AJ looked like a little bit more like last year's AJ than this year's AJ. I mean, last night he was a tad erratic. He was trying to block everything that was being put up there. He had the offensive goaltending. You know, it was just sort of him being a little bit too, I don't know, giddy, antsy. Like his athleticism just kind of came out and he was trying to do a little bit of everything. But we should hopefully, you know, expect a more controlled, reserved AJ come Friday. The one thing to note, though, he had one block last night, which has been, you know, a staple of his game this year. And I don't know if it was because, you know, the team that we were playing was a little bit bigger, but let's see how that translates against Maryland. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, one thing my critique on AJ, and he did only play 29 minutes, so he probably got himself into foul trouble there, or he was, you know, his inconsistencies brought him out for a little bit of the game, but still finished with 12 and 11. What I'm looking for with AJ is, you know he can jump, you know he can dunk, but can he finish through contact? And that's something that just kind of, you always see him kind of leaning back, like he gets Gumby real quick. You know, it's like all of a sudden he's in the air. And he's letting other guys' hands, you know, affect his shot. But if he took off and launched at different points, could he just use his body to fly through all that contact? And I kind of think that that's the evolution of his game. He's unfortunately forced to catch so many balls at the block that guys are already in good defense. If we got him cutting from the high post just a little bit more, especially through these zones, we faced a zone 5 times in 5 games, and we really, I think, could have used AJ as a cutter more. And that's something where I think we'll see his game grow, because he shouldn't be, you know, he is a skinny guy, but his explosiveness should be able to kind of push him through that contact. And so, you know, between him and Green, who I think just really needs to, you know, just keep shooting. I don't see a flaw in his shot form. I don't dislike his shot selection. I think that man just needs to keep firing away, and he's going to have himself a 30-point game here, and maybe it's on, you know, national TV against a top 6 school.
And maybe Green, I think we were kind of maybe thinking that, you know, was he feeling his best last night? Did he look maybe a little winded, looked a little sick or something? We can kind of speculate all day. Maybe he wasn't 100% last night. So hopefully moving forward, he's 100% ready to go for Friday. But let's just say enough of the Loyola game. Like, that's behind us now. We're 5-0.
It was boring. I was so glad I didn't make the trek out there. I mean, I haven't missed a game yet, and I was like, damn, I'm going to Maryland soon.
Right. Let's just kind of put that behind us, and let's look ahead to the big game. This is, you know, for all intents and purposes, our Super Bowl right now. It is a DMV local rival type of opponent. This is sort of playing our bigger brother. I don't know how you want to, you know, call this, but we are about to play, you know, away at a top 10 school in the nation, a fantastic opportunity to get a very high quality win against a local opponent. So I think for us, you know, do we expect to win? Probably not. But to be competitive, to kind of show local high school kids, hey, we're a program here in the DMV as well. Like, take a look at us. Like, if we can get a little bit of a flex on them, I would take it. Lose by 10, okay, I'm fine with that. But let's actually look into our opponent. We've got a little bit of opposition research here. That's the second time I fumbled that. But first off, I just kind of wanted to touch on the fact that Mark Turgeon was actually at our Catholic scrimmage. Granted, his son was playing in the game, but he's got a little bit of scouting on us. He attended. He probably saw some, you know, who's kind of doing what for our team. So he at least got an up close and personal look at our team. Granted, it was an exhibition game, but he at least has something on us. But the thing I want to touch on, and the thing that By George loves, is the hashtag size of Maryland. And at first I was like, all right, Big Ten schools, they're big, but I didn't think they were this damn big. They got a 7'2 center. They got four guys that are 6'10. They got two more that are 6'8. They got a whole hell of a bunch of guys that are 6'6, 6'7. I mean, this is just a massive team. And again, they have not played anybody truly great. I mean, they played Holy Cross, Rhode Island probably being their best opponent thus far. Then they played in Oakland, and then they played at Fairfield last night. None of them being a Power 5 opponent. So have they really been tested either? Not really. And so it should make for a good game. That they've again got some big guys. That their leading scorers thus far is a Jalen Smith. He's averaging, you know, 15 points a game. He's one of their 6'10 forwards. They also have an Anthony Cowan Jr. who's second in the team, averaging 12.3 points per game. He's just a 6 foot guard. And then they have a Eric Ayala, averaging 11 points a game, 6'5 power forward. So all around, they've got, you know, guys at different heights doing different things, but it should be an interesting matchup. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I just like to keep it kind of dumb. You know, we got a 5-0 team versus a 4-0 team, and, you know, locally it kind of means something. You know, maybe not to Maryland, but I think it kind of does. You know, Maryland and Virginia constantly, you know, we feud. Like, I grew up in Fairfax. I never went to Maryland. People I run into from Maryland never came to Fairfax. So it's interesting, a little rivalry, and you love to see it. You want to see these local matchups. Like, don't be scared to play us, you know? I mean, let's go. So I'm excited to be able to go up to Maryland. We're going to check it out. You know, the By George and Giant Killer team will definitely be out there. But one thing I want to talk about, you're talking about strength of schedule, and it just popped into my head. You know, there's been some chatter on Twitter about our A10 family, and there's a handful of us, you know, up to 20 people that kind of always comment on each other's stuff. And people have been really dogging Mason for not ever being much in the A10 and their strength of schedule and all that. And I just kind of wonder, who are y'all playing? We're playing the top 10 team in the country next. What's your best game?
Well, some of them could say an SEC squad, because half of our conference has beaten an SEC squad. We've beaten Alabama. We've beaten Vanderbilt. We've beaten LSU.
That's
a Power 5 squad.
They're picked to be dead last. We're going up against a top 10 team in the country.
Right. I think what they meant, though, was thus far. And so we hadn't gotten our big guy yet. They obviously can't talk shit now. You know, come Saturday, they can't talk shit. But
you can look ahead on a schedule when in discussion. You know, sure. It's like, I'm sorry, we haven't gotten there quite yet. But we got some guys, got some teams we're playing with some credibility coming up.
Let's also just a blessing in disguise with the cupcake schedule to start. We haven't had Kyer. We did get film of Kyer, you know, around warm-ups, shooting around, you know, looking pretty, I mean, it's hard to say explosive, but he was, you know, gingerly running on it. And so, you know, could he play against Maryland? I don't know, but, you know, maybe. But the fact that we got five teams that didn't really have to test us, and we could, you know, throw freshmen out there, try different experiments and lineups, it kind of worked out. And now here we are. Our sixth game of the year will be against a top 10 team. Hopefully we've got it all together. Last night wasn't really proof that we do, but maybe it just could have been an off night. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, let's wait and find out. But Chris.
What?
Is it time?
What?
Is it time? Give me a drum roll. The Giant Killer team is excited to announce...
I'm losing my breath here.
Our first ever partnership with KMN Law Firm. Jones,
let's go! Gotta love it.
I'm excited.
This is Kondouri, it's Morad, and Neeson.
Mason alum, offices in Fairfax.
Right next to Hard Times.
Yeah, they contacted us. They really liked the foundation that Giant Killer's been building. They were a part of. They went to Mason during the Coach L days, so they understand. And they want to see us get back there. So we have partnered with them. And the biggest news is they are sending us to the Cayman Islands, baby.
Let's go!
Ron, our photographer, Ron Ibrahim, and I will be going to the Cayman Islands. And we're really excited about it. We take off Sunday. It's a little bit of an interesting travel. We'll have overnights in Florida, but we will be at Cayman Islands for the first and second game, and obviously got to fly back on, you know, on Thanksgiving to be home with the family. But we'll be there for a portion of it, covering everything Cayman Islands Classic.
Wow. And I think it's always been a dream of ours to attend one of these early season getaway tournaments. And so, yeah, I mean, they're typically when I watch any of these tournaments, there's always a solid contingency of like Mason fans in the crowd. Maybe sometimes we get the Green Machine out there. I don't know. But the fact that it falls sort of right there around Thanksgiving, I'm expecting a few people, and it would be a great way to celebrate the holidays. And I think I'm just so psyched that we're going to have boots on the ground covering it live. It's just traditionally we've just covered it via ESPN, like from our TV screens. So
The sad thing is that as this classic isn't on TV, you have to pay for it. So we're bringing you content where it's either you pay like $30 for the month long subscription to this group, or you pay
us like $10 and we'll give you some tweets.
I mean, we're going to bring you post-game interviews. We're already setting some stuff up with Coach Paulson and the staff. Look for a lot of content, videos, you know, interviews, audio. Chris will be hopping on podcast with us as well, and I just cannot wait.
You're kind of blowing my mind. I don't know if I realized that it wasn't televised. You're going to have to just give me like a live feed from your phone for 3.5
right.
hours.
I mean, it's either that or you pay. Dom told me, I haven't looked it up, but Dom told me that it was pretty expensive. You know, he said, I'm not watching it. I was like, whoa, I think maybe you can buy per game. But he straight up said that it's an expensive fee, you know. So I was.
My question is who holds a tournament class, you know, the Cayman Classic, and then doesn't make it like nationally televised? Like, I mean, I guess they want to get some of that, like, you know. Oh God!
He said it.
Watch live on something. Flow Hoops.
Flow Hoops. 30 oh, for God. The month. 210 for the year.
Oh my God!
That's more than Disney.
Yeah, this is bigger than Disney Plus right now. Holy shit!
So we are bringing you content when content's going to be rare, and just know that that's brought to you by KMN Law Firm, located in Fairfax. And we just want to thank you guys. If you're listening, we want to thank you guys for the opportunity, and we're going to deliver.
We're going to deliver just like you deliver in business law, estate planning, elder law, immigration, and labor and employment issues.
If you need them, contact them.
703-385-2080.
Whew. So that was very energetic. This has been something that, you know, Ibrahim put us on. He connected us, and we've just been working on for a while now. And it's not going to end at the Cayman Islands. Chris and I are heading up to UMass for that game. Everybody's going to go check out a game. We're going to TCU. We'll be up at the Bonnies.
We'll be literally everywhere but Fordham. So just kind of look around the schedule. Wherever we have an away game, we're there except Fordham.
Sad thing is, we may be at Fordham. So
it is kind of sad.
We're working on that one right now. So super excited. Hopefully, you know, you guys check our stuff out at giantkiller.co. Follow us on Twitter at ByGeorgeGMU and at GMUGiantKiller. We're going to continue to grow. We've added staff members, adding another writer now, and we're really excited to kick this all off at the Cayman Islands. Obviously, first up, we got Maryland. The Loyola game actually kicked off the Cayman Islands tournament, I believe. But we play ODU, and we will be there bringing you content live.
Right, and this could be the start of something great on Friday. Mason Nation, if you aren't excited yet with a 5-0 start, get excited now. Like, it is really starting. Like, we are heating up We're about to start playing some Power 5 opponents. We got ODU, which is a former CAA rival. We're playing them in Cayman Islands. We've got, you know, potential for playing a Washington State or a Nebraska. Then we have the A-10 docket coming up. So get sized. Like, this doesn't happen very often. In fact, this has never happened. This is 5-0. This is what it feels like.
So when you're when you're sitting there in the student section, God. Get up! Get up! I think stand up!
The next episode, we have to have a one-on-one with G-Force. We got to get a representative from them to call in or something. I got to ask them, just, hey, guys, do you have a plan? I get the banana suits and the monkey bit and they run around or whatever, but I need to see a little more. I would rather have, you know, all of our student section standing up going, oh, then a few bananas sitting there checking their phones.
We all saw them clapping in St. Louis. It looked so raw. It was just, I mean,
we're 5-0. What do you need?
Yeah. I need you to get off your seats. And there is a couple guys doing it. So if you see three guys there standing up and you're one of them yelling at them to sit down, stop it. Okay? Right. Just stop it.
If you want a better seat, move up top where you have a better vantage point. But
hell, sit wherever you want.
If the place is empty. If you're sitting down low, you gotta stand. Remember the one time we went to a game and there was like a lady who was like, I'm a student here and you guys need to sit down. We're like, so are we. Stand up. You're in the student section. Get up.
Yeah, we've stood up in front of a lot worse than her. So,
right.
You know, it's just...
You're obstructing my view. I don't give a f***.
All right. So, you know, I think the message is clear. And in fact, I think it also is on us to let the students know. Like, if you're walking around the concourse, it's not an issue to say, hey, are you a student? You can stand up during the game. Like, maybe people don't know. Are they being coached? You know, we saw paper, like, shoot off during the last or two games ago for, like, the first play, and then it died. That wasn't a one-time bit. I spent the whole time sitting in the student section ripping up paper for the next tight play. It didn't just stop one time. You don't run the bananas across the court one time. This is an environment. It's a culture we're building.
Right. And I think because there's been this long gap in success at Mason, that the fans just don't know to, A, start doing the Duke, oh, whenever there's 10 seconds left on the shot clock. They don't know to rip up confetti all game and throw it up in the air for any three-pointer or dunk. They don't know to stand up, you know, at all. So I think there needs to be sort of like some sort of class or something. Like, what I don't
it's
know what we have to do. We need to make a T-shirt that says "Stand Up" and then blare, you know, what's the song? Stand up.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea to put it on the Jumbotron. Student section, stand up. Like, force the issue. Put out signs for the first seven rows. If you could move on back if you need to, and even get a better view. So, right. You know, I just don't think people have watched basketball games before. And so I think you're right. It's going to take the Giant Killer team, like, hosting a G-Force meeting.
Like a summit. We need to have, like, some sort of retreat. And we have to, like, this is how it works. This is how rowdy our home crowd can get. We want to have that home court advantage. Look, we're undefeated at home. And that's with students sitting on their ass. Imagine the blowouts we could have if we actually had like a raucous crowd.
And each player says it. Each player, the coach will say in the presser, fans, you mean so much to us. The player's like, yes, you really do get us hype.
But we know they're bullshitting because they didn't really get them hype because they're not getting that loud.
They're just trying to size people to bring them back out.
Right. They took their social media class bid at the end of summer. We know what they have to say, but we know what they really want to say, and stand the f*** up.
Guys, we can't say it any better than that. Hopefully you've had fun this episode. 5-0 with Maryland up next. Going to the Cayman Islands, and it doesn't, you know, by George, is thriving. Jonesy, this has been fun. Enjoy the rest of your work week.
Stand up!
Stand up! Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. like that.
Hell yeah, hey, DJ, bring that back.
How you ain't gon' cut? Girl, I'm me. I'm the get. Reason you in VIP. CEO, you don't have to CID. I'm young, wild as like T.I. Lee. Blah! We ain't got nothing to worry about. Whoop. Let security carry him out. Watch out for the medallion. My diamonds are reckless. Feels like a midget is hanging from my necklace. I pulled up with a million trucks. Looking, smelling, feeling like a million bucks. Past the bottles, the heat is on. We in the huddle all in that Cheech and Chong. What's wrong? The club and the moon is full. And I'm looking for a thick young lady to pull. One sure shot way to get him out of them pants. Take note to the brand new dance like this. When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move. When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah, hey DJ, bring that back.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah, hey DJ, bring that back.
Go on with your big s***, let me see something. Tell your little friend he can quit me mugging. I'm lit and I don't care what no one thinks. But where the f*** is the waitress at with my drinks? My people outside and they can't get in. We gon' rush the back door and break. Owner already pissed cause we sorta late. But our time and our clothes gotta coordinate. Most girls looking right, some looking a mess. That's why they spilling drinks all over your dress. But Louis Vuitton bras all over your breast. Got me wanting to put hickeys all over your chest. Come on, we gon' party tonight. Y'all use mouth to mouth, bring the party to life. Don't be scared, show another part of your life. The more drinks in your system, the harder to fight. When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move. When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah, hey DJ, bring that back.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah, hey DJ, bring that back.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Damn right the fire marshal wanna shut us down. Get us out so someone can cut us down. We was two songs away from getting some good up. Now we one song away from tearing the club up. Move over, Luda got something to say. Do it now cause tomorrow ain't promised today. Work with me, let's become one with the beats. And don't worry about me stepping all over your feet. When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah, hey DJ, bring that back.
When I move, move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah, hey DJ.